Hello, it's me.
And that is Adele. The superstar from London has just shattered another global record. Her new album, 25, has sold more copies in its first week than any record ever. And the week is only half over. While her last album was full of breakup songs, Adele recorded 25 while in a long-term relationship. And she's now a mother. Adele joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I read some interviews that you did before this album came out where it sounded like you were actually afraid this might not sell.
Well, it wasn't so much that it wouldn't sell. It was more that people wouldn't be interested. That means more to me.
How do those fears look in the rearview mirror?
Oh, the reaction's been ridiculous. I'm pretty overwhelmed, to be honest.
I imagine listeners have such a personal connection to your songs. They must want to not just take selfies with you, but, like, cry with you. How do you handle the intensity of all that emotion, especially from total strangers?
I take it as a huge compliment, really. You know, I listen to music as a fan for the outlet of my emotions and stuff like that. So the fact that people seem to be listening to my music for the same thing is really, really wonderful. And that's why I like to put my music out there. Obviously, I hope that I bring joy to people's lives, not just sadness as well. But yeah, you know, I love it. Sometimes it is a bit intense, but, you know, once I've sort of said, come on, snap out of it, they do, you know, crack a joke and it chills them out, breaks the ice. So then they're fine.
There is a super catchy pop moment on this album, Send My Love to Your New Lover,
yes.
which is probably more poppy than anything I've ever heard you do.
Yes, I totally agree. It's poppier than a lot of pop songs I've even heard.
Right. So this is a collaboration with the Swedish super producer Max Martin. He worked with Taylor Swift, a lot
yes.
of other big names. Tell us about the process that led to this song.
I was in New York with Ryan Tedder, and Trouble came on the radio, which Taylor's song that she did with Max and Shellback. And I loved, and I knew it was Taylor, and I was like, who did this though? I was like, it's amazing. Like, and I've always loved her, but I was like, this is a total other side to her. Like, I want to know who like brought that out in her. And he said Max Martin. So I reached out to him. Yeah, I got my management to reach out. And he said, yeah, and they came to London. And I took my guitar along and I was like, I've got this riff. And played it and then they recorded it. And then we put a beat to it and then Send My Love happened really, really quickly.
It sounds like a lot of the feelings on this album resonate with the feelings that were on 21, the nostalgia, the looking backwards, the when we were young, but it filters them through a very different lens.
Yes. I think in some ways, my attitude towards my ex-boyfriend when I was writing 21 was a little bit immature, but I was a kid. I was 21, do you know what I mean? So it was fine. And you know that now that I'm a mum, I feel like everything I do, I'm making a legacy for my child. So I try and be very articulate with my feelings going forward, because he will read all about this one day, and I want him to know that I cared about how I was portrayed when he existed in my life, you know, and that I wasn't flippant with those things. So he is my legacy, you know. So I'm very, very conscious to have become a grown-up. I don't want to be a baby raising a baby. You know, my boyfriend's older than me, so I'm a lot more worldly than I used to be. Everybody tells me it's about time that I moved on, and I need to learn to lighten up and learn how to be young.
Can we talk about the song River Lee?
Yeah.
This is a real place. I lived in London for a couple of years. So
oh, you did? Where did you live?
I lived in Spitalfields in East London.
Oh my God, that's so nice there. Get
I
you.
Really loved it. It
was
really
lovely
good.
Down there, yeah.
The River Lee, based on this song,
yeah.
kind of sounds like a beautiful, wild, rolling country river. You know, reeds growing out of my fingertips. That's not actually what this place is like.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a filthy river. But it ran through my home. It ran through, you know, and a lot of my life was spent walking alongside the River Lee to go and get to somewhere else. I worked at a cafe called the River Lee Cafe. It's just a huge part of my life. But it's in my room, in my But it, you know, it's just that kind of, the idea of the song is, you know, I've, especially since I became a parent, let alone writing this record, I'm dealing with myself for the first time, and I have a lot of bad habits of, rather than admitting that I have bad traits in my actual character, I'll always be like, well, that's how I was raised. That's what happens when you come from where I'm from and all that. And it's so unfair on where we're from. And I'm very proud that I'm from Tottenham, and I don't go back that often, but I'm very proud that I'm from there, and it's completely made me who I am. And I think it's one of the reasons that I've managed to keep hold on to myself and keep myself together, because we're all very humble in Tottenham. So I'm very glad that I'm from there, and that's what the song's about.
It's funny to think about how different your son's upbringing is going to be.
Yeah.
You are so true to where you came from.
Yeah.
And your son is going to come from a completely different kind of life.
Yeah. I have the same morals that I've always had. And his dad is a really wonderful man. I think it'll be all right. And he will always know why he gets to live such a wonderful life. Because I don't want him thinking that comes for free, because it does not.
Let's wrap up with a track that I believe actually begins with the sound of your son's voice. Is that right?
Sweetest Devotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recorded him. I want to sit next to my mummy.
With your loving, there ain't nothing that I can't adore. The way I'm running with you, honey, means we can break every law. I find it funny that you're the only one I never looked for. There is something in your loving that tears down my walls.
I was always looking for the feeling that he gives me, and I was looking for it everywhere in the wrong places, having no idea that I would find it in having a child. And he did, he hit me like an explosion. So shocking thing when you have a child. You can't prepare yourself. It's like, oh my God, what have I done? But just his love is just like, the love I feel for him is so poignant. And that's what I've been looking for like my whole life. Like, and on my records, it's like I'm looking for this love. And I don't need to find it in my partner. I have it in my partner and I'm lucky, but like, I'm gonna be a mum forever no matter what happens. And that love is always going to be there.
Adele Adkins, the world knows her as Adele, and the new album is called 25. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.